Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
No matter.
They don't even know.
Welcome back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joan Pride and Jim Ostroff, both former Kiplinger employees. We're celebrating the life of Austin Kiplinger, the son of the founder, and the man who was the longest, well, I guess one of the longest. His father had a long tenure at the helm, and he had a very long tenure at the helm of the Kiplinger editors in Washington, D.C., and most people know the Kiplinger name as one of the great publishing family names. And I want to remind you folks, Mr. Kiplinger was on my show every September from 98 to 2014, celebrating his birthday. So you can go listen to his voice as we've been talking about him. If you want to see how he talked and how he expressed himself. And Joan, it's just, I'm just going to kick it off talking about a little bit about my relationship with him. Whenever he joined me, this man is, 90, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93. It was like I was talking to a 45-year-old White House chief correspondent, about everything about, only better, because he knew more about real people. And it was like I had to wear my track shoes to keep up with him. And I'm jealous of his voice. He's got this amazing voice. And Joan, as you know, and Jim, you too, when you saw him, he was ramrod straight, looked like an aristocrat. He looked like he stepped right out of GQ, didn't he?
That's true. Always beautifully dressed, but was always, couldn't be nicer to the rank and file.
Never met a nicer human being in my life.
Long after he turned it, well, up until I think a month ago, I'm told, he still came to the office most days of the week, but mm-hmm. he was very remarkable in that. When he turned over control of the company to his son, he didn't meddle. He felt very
yep.
strongly that Knight should be the person to run the company. So he really tread a fine line, but he did it in an amazing way. He was there, he was involved, but you never felt that he was pushing anything on you. He was very supportive of the employees. And if I could just read one quick thing, he used to write little tiny notes, and I kept a few. It says memo from Austin Kiplinger, and in this case, I had been promoted to senior editor, and he wrote to me, "I hope that senior editor does not carry the stigma of senior citizen. Do you now get discounts? Like all good things, it probably means more work." Now, he took the time.
Wow.
The chairman emeritus of the company mm-hmm. took the time to write a rank-and-file employee what a lovely little note just because they had a promotion.
That's throwback stuff, folks. That's
yes.
class from the Wayback Machine there.
And this was not an email because he did not use email. He used mm-hmm. his manual typewriter.
What a beautiful memory. Jim, what about you?
Yeah. Ditto in the sense that Austin, many times I remember he would make some very nice and insightful comments about pieces I had in the letter or on the web. He actually looked at stuff on the web when there was absolutely no reason for him to do so. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing mm-hmm. here, I say, is that he, we would just meet in the hall or sometimes I sidled up to his office there, and he wanted to talk. And not only that, he wanted to know what I thought
mm-hmm.
and my
That's right.
assessment of various situations that we were covering. He was very engaging. But also, gosh darn it, I think he knew more than me all the time.
Oh, he always did.
He
yeah.
stayed, it's not so much I'm retirement at Happy Acres and that's what nothing. He was engaged mentally and physically right to the very end. And one other thing, the memory is that, Joan, everyone knows, that when Austin Kiplinger came into the room, he lit up the room.
That's true.
When Jim, on that note, a year and a half ago, a friend of mine in Washington gave me held a salon dinner for me for my book. And she told me I could invite whoever I wanted, and I invited four, five, six folks that we had a limited number of space. But these were all people who were in their 50s and 60s. They were, you know, really hard charging, you know, people who were really global thinkers. And I invited Mr. Kiplinger, and we picked him up. We picked him up and took him over. And in that salon dinner, he held court. These people were in awe of him. All these other folks. At 96, Joan.
Yeah, but he had a way of doing it that was not lording it over you.
Oh, no.
You feel that he was smarter than you. He
the
probably
reverence,
was the smartest man in the room.
You can cut the reverence with a knife.
Yes, exactly.
And that's it. Holmer, he never was condescending. He never was the know-it-all.
When I interviewed him, and we'd talk about the economy, for example, he would talk about when he was reporting, he would bring back memories of talking to farmers in Iowa. I mean, his reporting in the Kiplinger letter was he would actually call and talk to farmers in Iowa or Mississippi or whatever, you know, or manufacturers in Detroit. That's the kind of reporting he did for the Kiplinger when he was doing the Kiplinger letter.
Right.
I believe that.
Last thoughts quickly, Jim, John.
And he, you know, he would talk to support people in our building. I'd see him chatting with the lunch, the people in our lunchroom at that time, the servers and all, and as well as janitors. What mattered to him was a person's character. Rank, other things, titles didn't.
Joan, do we all agree they don't make them like that anymore?
I was just going to say, but what keeps running through my head is we will not see his like again.
No. Witness to a century, national treasure, Austin Kiplinger. Rest in peace. Joan Pride, Jim Ostroff, thank you for being here. I appreciate you guys doing this with me.
Thank you, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.